game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
He fought long and hard to make sure he got this move to Atlanta, which I think speaks a lot for his sort of single-mindedness, and also what, you know, what Atlanta United's been able to do in terms of attracting players from around the world.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Welcome back into the Kia Studios. John Chuckery, Randy McMichael hanging out with you here till 1 o'clock as Darren Eales brings us back in.
Start a love.
Yeah, this
train.
is that good jam. I know I got Jason. Like, he can rock this because we talked earlier, Jay, that the hat game is so on point. You got to have a hat on point to get down with this song.
And Jason Longshore joins us on the waitforit.com hotline. Jason, of course, we do have to let you know that the OJs are from my hometown of Canton, Ohio, so we want to make sure we always put that in when we talk OJs.
Of course, of course. You know, I know you guys are always on lock with the music at the station.
Yes, I mean, that's what they bring us in here for. I'm training to be a rock and roll DJ. But that aside, Jason, so the MLS draft takes place. Now, before we talk about the players, Jason, help me understand, when you have the MLS draft, what is the not a specific player, but just in general, the expectation is, you know, is it a guy or two makes, you know, Atlanta United squad? These guys kind of stay with Atlanta United too. I mean, what typically happens with guys that are drafted early in MLS?
It's been evolving over the years as MLS clubs have started their own academies and they're developing their own talent. The college draft is a little less meaningful, and this year was a really odd class. If you went back and looked at the mock drafts coming into yesterday, they were all over the place, and so much of it is based on each club's individual need. In general, you're going to get four or five guys who are going to play significant minutes as a rookie. And Atlanta was extremely lucky last year with Julian Gressel, who was able to adapt quickly. A lot of guys, it takes a little more time because the gap between college soccer in the United States and Major League Soccer first team level is widening every single year.
Does it? Let me just real quickly to piggyback off that. You know, when you have an, I understand United's in their second year; they're not an expansion team this year. But when you have a team like that, does it open up a little bit easier for a guy or two to try to make Atlanta United squad to be able to have a chance to play when you are a first or second year franchise?
It can. I think Atlanta's taken such an aggressive approach in building a roster that the same opportunities are not going to be here in Atlanta like they are in Minnesota this year. And you saw Minnesota add quite a few draft picks yesterday. They were wheeling and dealing to pick up extra guys because they need to bolster that roster. Atlanta's bolstered it in other ways outside of the college draft. So it really depends on a club by club basis. But what we're seeing here in Atlanta is not the typical launch of a club in MLS.
Jay, the cat is finally out the bag. Barco, he's finally, to me it seems like it is official that he will be a part of the Atlanta United Football Club. Tell me, what are your expectations of this young man? Because right now we talked to Darren Eales yesterday, and he said that he is one of the top, if not the top, 18-year-old, under-19-year-old player in the world.
Well, the ship has finally come in. You know, this has been an ongoing saga with hashtag Barco Watch trending everywhere. And as Darren said, this is, you know, the most difficult transfer he's ever been a part of. And he was part of the Gareth Bale transfer with Tottenham and Real Madrid. He's been a part of a ton of big deals. This one was very tricky because Ezequiel Barco is really, I don't want to say coming out of nowhere, but his rise from the academy at Independiente in Argentina to where he is now, one of the most promising teenagers in the world, has been very quick. He's a special player. You don't see guys like this come along every day with his mix of technique, with his ability to beat players 1v1 on the dribble, with his passing ability. He just has it. You know, that factor that sometimes you just can't quantify, Ezequiel Barco has it. And for him to make the decision that the next step in his career to achieve all of his professional goals is to come to Atlanta and to come to MLS and to work with Tata Martino, it says so much about what Arthur Blank and Darren Eales and Carlos Bocanegra have built so quickly. That, you remember, Ezequiel Barco, they're in a break between their season in Argentina. Preseason training started. He did not report. He held out. And he risked a lot to get this deal done because of how much it means to him to be here. he's going to have a lot to prove when he gets here, but he has the ability to do it.
Atlanta United color analyst Jason Longshore joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline as we look at the Barco signing and also the MLS draft. Jason, what in an ideal situation, what does Barco, what does he last here in Atlanta with the United?
I think with Barco, you know, he's signing somewhere between a 4 and a 5 year deal. We don't have the final terms on that public. If you get two strong years out of Ezequiel Barco before the world heavyweights come calling, and they will come calling for a player like this, if he performs to the expectations that not just, you know, those of us following Atlanta United have, but the leading writers in South America, the leading experts on young talent around the world. If he lives up to those expectations, it's not going to be a random club in Europe who comes calling for Ezequiel Barco. You're talking the biggest of the big. If you can get 2 years out of him, you've done really well before those numbers just get to be too big that you have to make the sale. But what you want in those 2 years are trophies. And that's what this deal is, and that's where MLS is and Atlanta United is right now. They're able to go get a higher caliber of young talent than they've ever been able to get. And Atlanta, I think with Tata Martino on hand, is able to do even more than most clubs. But you have to get the most out of them while they're here and win championships and continue to build and then make the most in the transfer market down the road when the time is right to sell.
So, Jason, let me piggyback off that again, clarify it for the novices out there.
Sure.
Because this kind of move is the opposite of what the rep of the MLS is, which is MLS is where the old guys come to retire. So this move is more like the opposite of all that, where you get a chance to get your hands on a phenom and develop him to go play overseas for one of the, you know, the big boy leagues.
This move takes that tagline and smashes it to bits. It changes everything for MLS. And no, every club in Major League Soccer won't be able to make this move, because some managers aren't as, you know, appealing to a young South American talent to come play for. It's a different style of play. They don't know if they fit. Other clubs don't have the money that Arthur Blank has committed to this project, and they just can't go make these moves. Atlanta's in a special situation, but we've already seen it this year. New York City went out and signed Jesus Medina, a young Paraguayan who says that he watched Miguel Almiron and what he did last year and wanted to come here. Josue Colman, another young Paraguayan, signs with Orlando. Big moves in that $5, $6 million type of range. Ezequiel Barco takes it to a whole nother echelon of talent that might make the move to MLS down the road. Atlanta's leading the way in this for this league, and they're really changing the whole paradigm of what Major League Soccer is.
On Twitter, at Longshoe, he's our guy from Atlanta United, color analyst here on 92.9 The Game, and we'll be talking to him all season long. Jason, as always, thanks, buddy, for coming on, and look forward to be talking to you here pretty regularly.
Appreciate it, Jay.
Can't wait to get this thing started, guys.
Yeah, it's coming up pretty quick, and thanks, Jason, as always.
Wish we had time, because I wanted to talk about the defense. They got all these offensive scores. Can they stop people? I think Gazan is he's a hell of a goalkeeper, but
we're gonna have plenty of time. We're Atlanta's favorite soccer duo.